the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. I hope that my guest is still on the line with us. We have with us today Mr. Glenn Woodford. He is a YouTuber and his YouTube channel is his name, Glenn Woodford. So, Glenn, are you with us?
Yes, Lonnie, I sure am.
Yay, I think I fixed the phone dropping problem. So, yippee, I'm super happy about that. Well, happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of ironic we're doing this on this date because I am a huge horror fan. Huge horror fan.
Are you really? I cannot watch I can't watch any scary movie. I think it's because I was so traumatized as a child. Like, I literally lived nightmares for a long time. I am a zero. I'm like super. I watch Drop Dead Fred and love it. You know what I mean? Like.
Right. Yeah,
that's
my kids, they like.
As much horror as I can take is Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, my kids, they're kind of on the funny side also. They like that Shaun of the Dead and, you know, stuff like that, kind of spoofs of horror movies. But, you know, you look back and horror movies in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, late 70s were some of the greatest plots on Earth. The Wicker Man, not with Nicolas Cage, but the first Wicker Man, absolutely gripping and just complex. But happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah, well, me too. You know, my kids can watch all that stuff, but I just cannot. So, look, I am so grateful to have you on because many of our listeners probably do not go to YouTube and have not found you, but you have a sense of ethics. You were out in Paducah, Kentucky, and you stand out in front of a nuclear processing plant or a nuclear plant out there and protest by yourself. And you actually, it's your rants and your videos that you have started putting out in the last 6 months are so compelling with your ethics and integrity, and the love that you generate is so heartwarming. I really wanted to get you on the air.
Oh, thanks, Lonnie. My heart swells. Thank you so much. And yes, I do stand out there. My family was affected. My
well,
uncle.
Well, tell us about what's out there, because I had no idea what's out there. Tell us what's out there.
It is it's a gaseous diffusion plant, the enrichment of uranium, and it was around when Paducah was really booming. We actually got the name the Atomic City because of this plant, and right from the get-go, I mean, containing uranium is the worst idea ever, but it went on. There was an earthquake. There was two crane operators that had several collisions with the uranium cylinders, and when all this started happening, there was a small earthquake. There was a tornado, and it took all these hits, and people started really wanting to know about it then, but this goes all the way back to the early 80s. There was actually a man that they, for workers' compensation, that they, there was a huge battle going on with it. And there was a man of Joe Harding that died of radiation exposure due to uranium, and they didn't want to pay, so they actually dug his corpse up, his body up, and they found over 133,000 times the level of radiation to be expected in his bones.
What was
in
his name?
Bones.
What was his name?
Joe Harding. And yeah, he worked out there for years. And so now, when I went out there, it was my uncle's anniversary of his death, and they diagnosed him with brain cancer. And of course, the uranium plant got out of everything and said it was genetics. So it really set my family afire. The liberal side of the family, anyway. We are in the Bible Belt of Kentucky, so you know it's highly Republican. But they're ramping back up out there, and I noticed it. And one of the things that made me so mad, this is a uranium plant that's not cleaned up. They buried barrels and barrels and barrels of in their land out there, and they're bringing catering trucks in there, hot dogs and barbecue, to get residents to believe the lie all over again. And many residents are out there. Even now, a woman stopped and told me that her kid is having nosebleeds, and she supported me. Of course, you got the other ones out there that really, I guess, depend on that high paid, economic deal in their family, and they give me hell. they truly give me hell. But it's ramping back up. Department of Energy has taken it over, and they're wanting to do this new kind of technology. It's laser. I don't know how they break it down and do it with lasers, but that's what they're starting to do, and they're ramping it back up. But my thing is, people have to understand that there is thousands of tons of depleted uranium out there. It's never going to go away. They can contain it and bury it and shoot it off into space, whatever they want to do. It is death. That's all it equals up to be, is death. And that's my stand on it. And since it's so close to me, I feel like in my life, I try to do things, no matter how small or how great, to support humanity, to be human every single day. And it's not a bragging thing. It's not a boasting thing. And this platform right here is a great way to say it. I've already fed two dogs, starving dogs. I'm fixing to go to the soup kitchen. It's just things like that. Some people think that it's small, but it's not. If you open your heart.
So you volunteer time. That's what you're saying. You go out and you find ways to put yourself in service in the community, in other words.
Absolutely. And you wouldn't believe some of the lower ward, really deprived people around here that you see and meet have the greatest hearts that you've ever came across. So it fuels me to keep going. And if I can help those people in any kind of way, then great. You know, you wake up and you see things. The little girl today that was in that huge house fire, she saved three of her brothers and sisters. It that fuels me. There was a great guy on today. His name is Irvin A. Johnson. He's a fantastic artist, and he is in protest and standing up against racism. And I would invite everyone to check out Irvin A. Johnson today. His work is great. But
is that on YouTube, Irvin Johnson?
Actually, it would probably be on your ABC News type thing. Yeah.
It's out there in the mainstream media, in other words.
Absolutely. And since we're on this lighthearted subject, I'd like to say your intro, what a great way of coming on there and getting people fired up in the morning. That's absolutely great. I love it.
Well, thank you, Glenn. That's really good. I feel very, very strong that it is up to each one of us. And that's why in Glenn's videos, he always says eyes to the sky, which I love because absolutely. It helps us remember that really we're not alone and that we really do need to invoke that energy from the universe to keep us. We are being assaulted. I mean, this is the thing. The fact that we have so many homeless, so many people without, is an indication of these neoliberal ideas that are about to be pummeled down our throats. Like, we have seen in the last 40 years, we've seen what neoliberal ideas have done to South America. They are about to impose it on America, and it is not going to be fun or pretty. Now, let me back up here. I'm no proponent of Hillary Clinton and her, corporatist agenda, but I don't believe, frankly, I didn't vote for her, but I'm actually more determined to get engaged now. Maybe that is the plus side of what's happened. The assault against everything we consider to be American is on. And maybe it's going to force us to be really American and really figure out what our values are and remind people that really love is greater than fear. We don't need to be afraid of these people.
Absolutely. Hit the applause button right there. And to get on the lower side of things, which usually I wake up and I'm in a determined mood, a great mood. And then other days you see all this, like you said, being crammed down our throats, piled on top of our heads. So you have to speak out about it. And what you just said is so perfect. I think that this movement that they're trying to create is going to lead to, you hate to say it, uprising, but the true grassroots people that love each other and love this planet are going to come together in a way like no other. And I truly believe that. And it will be the few of us, people like yourself, Thomas Ackerman, Kevin Blanch, all of those guys, Sean, Mike Bunch, everybody contributes to this thing. And that's what I'm like to see. We're gaining ground instead of before we were just spinning in the mud going nowhere. I think we're gaining ground. We're touching people's hearts and we're doing the right thing. As long as we do the right thing, they can never take that away from us. Through times, tragedy, imprisonment, whatever they've tried to do, the human spirit has prevailed, and that's what we are promoting.
That's true. And this is the thing. It's not going to be easy. The more the movement gets bigger, the more people really speak out, the more they're going to pay people to demonize us. That's already happening. We're being demonized. Right. And the people who want to speak the truth about the harm that the nuclear industry causes, they've been able to very effectively bury it. Same thing with the other technologies, with the big pharma, with the oil, all of it. I mean, this is the thing that blows me away. Wasn't it ExxonMobil that caused the Valdez spill up in Alaska 20, 30 years ago? And ExxonMobil actually waited. Yes, those people got a huge settlement from the company, but ExxonMobil fought them in court until 3/4 of the people in the settlement died. So that they
look who's moving in. Your boy, Rick Tillerson. Sliding in there like a snake, and that's all designed right there. And it's amazing.
Excuse me, but let me just, I guess I call myself the interjector in chief here. I apologize for that.
I love it. You're fine.
This is the thing. It is designed, but what's really designed is our compliance, our silence. That's what's designed.
Absolutely. And you got sociopathic narcissists fueling this fire. And I just can't believe it. I'm so disgusted and appalled by the decision that this man is going to be running the country. I don't care what small little things that he's going to do. The big picture is, I don't have the word to describe what this man is going to do. You know, he lied. I mean, it's so much of it is just lies. And just to get him in there is what.
Well, he's already doing it. Let's just be clear. Like, he has made no effort to bring in anybody who understands government or understands how to run the needs of the people at the bottom. I mean, they are just railroading it through, and we can hear in a year from now, if you are suffering because of our economic problems, it's your fault. You've been dependent on government for too long. All of you people who wanted earned income credit, taking care of, you know, taking advantage of the government, it's your fault. Like, earned income credit, folks, is going to go away, and that's one of the biggest stimuluses in the country. So they're talking about healthcare. Wait till people get hit in the back of the head and, you know, that annual big check they get for having suffered with three kids and living in an economy where they can't even freaking make ends meet. My neighbors, they rely on earned income credit to pay their utility bills in advance.
So do we. And I will say, even though they are so downtrodden and they can't find work but they do work and these people are good-hearted Americans, and even though that things are as bad as they are, what's the first thing they do after they pay their bills? They run out and they will fuel the economy via, it doesn't matter, a brand new washer and dryer, a TV, whatever, and that's gone, people. I hate to say it, but I truly think that's gone. Healthcare. John Kelly comes out and totally takes away what Herr Trump is saying. He loves waterboarding. No, we don't like waterboarding. He hates the TPP. John Kelly thinks the TPP is a great idea. Muslims, Mexicans will not enter the United States. John Kelly says there is no way not to put anyone based on color or religion out of this country. So what are we to think? Where are we to go? I tell you where we got to go. We got to step up, and forgive me for anyone that's listening to this, balls up and make a stand against these people. Rick Perry? Really? Nice. Rick Perry? Dancing with the Stars Rick Perry when he attacks women, children, and shuts down their clinics in Texas. A total failure. Dancing with the Stars, Rick Perry. That's really all you have to say. The race relations in this country are going to be gone because of Trump. It's already happening. The white man prevails. Well, that's wrong, because there are millions of people out here that love their brother just like they love themselves, and they're welcome in their homes. And I know things are said and done behind closed doors. No one knows. But there are people out here that it does not happen. And that's what we have to promote, the love and our love for our fellow man, brother, woman, child. It's right now the time to take a stand.
This is the thing. We're all Americans. And in our country, absolutely, we are based on the idea let's just face it. It was kind of the lie that was pushed on us because the Europeans slaughtered Native Americans and enslaved and brought in millions of Africans, right? But we have progressed as a people in a concept, in an idea. We have embraced an idea that we're a melting pot of people who allow each other to be their individual races, their individual religions, and yet we can't have a commonality of humanity between us that we hang on to. And so I think these attacks, like this psychopath, General Kelly, you know, he can get in and they are going to dig in, but you know what will resist them is not our fear. It will be our love that will resist them, because love is greater than fear. So we really must focus on not allowing their paradigm to be ours.
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it, Lonnie. You are one of the people that will lead other people. And I truly believe that if times get to a point, we don't want them to get to this point, but if times get to a point to where it is all put upon people that have absolutely love in their heart for what we stand up and what we believe in, if it comes to that point, there will be people like you and others that I mentioned, including myself, that stands up for this. And all through history, people have stood up, and it's been a very few. My little old lady tells me all the time, where's Paul Revere when you need him?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, look, this is the thing about all these people that Trumpy's putting in is like, for me, it's a clear indication that he plans on overseeing. He doesn't plan on governing. He plans on putting in people, and then he's not even moving into the White House. He's not going to be there 24 hours a day. That tells us everything. His wife doesn't want to slum it inside the White House. That tells us everything. You know what I mean? Their attitude that they're better than us, I mean, it is just beyond comprehension. And frankly, the people that voted for Trump are going to be the ones that are going to feel the pain the worst, because they will feel very betrayed. They believe in his rhetoric. They believe that in his heart of hearts, he's not really a racist. He's not really a bigot. He's not a misogynist. He's basically a good guy who's been misinterpreted. And you know, that defies the facts. I mean, his first divorce came because he beat the crap out of his wife. He paid her millions of dollars. So, and then here we are 20 years later listening to him brag about sexually assaulting women. And these same people ignore the fact that he's been indicted on child molesting charges. So I think it speaks to the absolute black corruption that is seated in Washington. Like, there is
absolutely
a deep government there that we know nothing about.
It is. And the people that he's putting in place right under the noses of everyone is appalling to me. And, I hate to say it, and I'm not going to get off on a biblical stance by any means, but you would almost keep an eye on him in the gold tower, and everyone, you know, it says that they will come up against him and he still will prevail. You just, you know, that, or you hate to say, I mean, an assassination attempt, or maybe an assassination. It's just, America is in a free fall right now. And I believe the true hearted, you know, true Americans, you can call us liberal, you can call us Democrat, you can call us whatever. I call us the people that love basically everything. And we're the safety net. We have to be the safety net. And that safety net cannot have any holes or rips in it. So we're not going to be this generation like they're trying to promote and put our VR, mobile VR, strap-on zombie intensified walking around. It's not going to be like that. And we can't let it be like that. They are infiltrating in so many ways. They have moles even in our fight against this. It's all about self-promotion and fear porn and all that.
Yeah. Well, look, they look at us as if when we say that, you know, the progressive, the quote, liberals has become a dirty word. And I sort of reject all those labels because, you know, what we have is people with confused values. We have a people, you know, how do we get all of us on all sides of the aisle want to take care of the poor and the down and out in our civilization? But what happens is we have a conversation on what's the best way to reach it. The neoliberal idea is you have to take your comeuppance, you have to set the ship straight. Yes, it's going to be very painful for about 10 years, and then things will go great if we just let businesses get back to running the country. And what we have seen, we've seen this fail. It's not like this experiment didn't happen. They imposed it on South America in every country. None of those people, we see children selling little caramelos in the street because of these neoliberal agendas. You know what I mean? People in South America cannot afford to go to school. So they come up here illegally because of our agendas. Before the neoliberal ideas were imposed on South America, we did not have a mass undocumented immigration situation in our country. That was only after America forced out these burgeoning democracies in South America, just like they've done here. Frankly, it was the same thing. Like the Democratic Party, I hold not the people who voted for Trump accountable. I hold the Democratic Party leadership 100% wholly accountable for Trump, because they didn't steal the primary from Bernie. They stole democracy from the American people. And now they're blaming Russia. That's essentially what they're doing. It is beyond the pale.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Lonnie. I love you so much. You're so great. But, you know, going back to what you said earlier, the women, I think that it is time for our great women, our strong women, to stand up and get involved in this. Because when I was coming up, my grandmother, my mother, my aunts, I grew up, my mother has 12 sisters and I have 3 sisters. So I grew up with nothing but women. And I'm telling you right now, they are far stronger, far more intelligent than men will ever be. And we need that nurturing, motherly comforting with how strong women are. And it's high time for women to uprise again. You know, throw the bras in the fire, whatever you got to do. But you guys have more heart than anybody on the planet. And,
well, actually, please do throw the bras in the fire. They actually cause women to have breast cancer, so they're really unhealthy for women to wear. Anyway, that's a second point. But look, this is the point here. What we're talking about is fully engaging every person, because I've given this a lot of thought. Why is it that women are often the leaders? And I think it's because when you're pregnant and you go through, you know, you have this baby growing inside of you, your body completely changes. And then this experience of childbirth happens, that there is only one way out of it, and that's through. You have to, the more you relax into the childbirth experience, the less anxiety, the less pain you have. It is, if you can relax like a cat during childbirth, you don't have that much pain. The baby gets, my daughter has babies in an hour and a half because she just relaxes. Not that she doesn't experience pain, but right. The thing is, you have to relax when, like now, we are about to have some very painful lessons of what it means for the American people not to be fully engaged. That doesn't mean that something good can't come out of it. And I believe that something good will come out of this. Like, yes, you and I got into this because of the nuclear liars. Essentially, we are now discovering we trusted our government agencies on both sides of the aisle, Democrats, Republicans, to basically protect the American people from the very industries and to monitor them and to tell us the truth. We have discovered that not only have we had 70 years of lying, but they do not want to have to pay or even help the people of their victims. It's basically genocide on all of us. And so unless we find our courage, like this is why I love your YouTube videos. You speak out so clearly about the values of American ethics.
And that's absolutely right. If we can go back to those grassroots fundamental things, which is it's in our heart. Like you said, maybe the birthing pains are starting, but that spark of life, that when that's given to us, it's our spirit. And they can never take that spirit away. They can't do it. And if we don't go back to those fundamentals, you know, they talk about a wall being built, which I think is so racist. But a wall, we built the wall around us. And now we're starting to see our fruits are completely dead on the vine. Completely dead on the vine. Grapes of wrath.
Well, the wall is an interesting concept, right? Like there's so many easy ways to get around a wall, as we've seen, you know, like that's a ridiculous, the whole concept of we need to protect ourselves. What is not being discussed in the whole concept of the wall is the neoliberal agenda that has imposed the poverty on South America that causes people that, look, You know, I have sponsored people who I've married people who are undocumented. And frankly,
Right.
I saw it as just a simple paperwork issue because then when I began to get into it, I realized they came here because of the serious abject poverty that has been imposed by the United States because, and you'll hear all of
Oppression.
Trump's,
Oppression.
well, all of these neoliberals believe that the United States has a right. This is what they're talking about. Even this guy, General Kelly, he's talking about Homeland Security, right? He really
Yes.
believes that we have a right to other countries' assets. That's why they
Oh, my
spy
God.
on us. They want to know
Right.
everything. We're the little people. We're only the gnats that they can flick away, but the people in the big agencies, that's what they're after. The
Right.
security wall is about making sure the slaves stay in the country where they're supposed to stay in so that they can get paid 39 cents an hour so we can import
Right.
for free all of their American products, right? So
Right.
Americans need to think through all of this. And I think that the movement that you and I are part of on the YouTube channels, the anti-nuke, the nuke truther movement, I
Right.
really believe that we're like the tsunami, Glenn.
I love it. I love it. We are. And some of my videos, I do like to show the ugliness, the ugly side of things, but the main point is to stand up, speak out, and stand and fight. I want my children and their children to have the right to pursuit of happiness, to have the right to want to live in a clean world, to drink clean water, to breathe clean air. And that's not so much to ask if you really get down to it. It's not. It is not much to ask. And I certainly ain't going to be the baby boomer of my generation. And sorry to the ones that are out there, but some of them, and I have to admit, my father and definitely people around here, they take everything and they don't put nothing back. You got 70-year-old men driving around town here, downtown, in jacked up diesel, 4x4, just so because the Joneses got it, or they're overcompensating for something. But you see it and you see it. Even around here, people vote because of how their grandparents voted. They don't care about anything else, and it's complete brainwashing. It's infiltration. It's to get, I think, the Third Reich back in America. And if we don't do something now, we're going to be put on the trains. And I'm
Well,
sorry
I'm
to
not
feel
getting on
like
the train. Let me just put it to you that way.
that. Right.
I'm not volunteering for that. I mean, seriously, this is the point here, though, Glenn. Let me ask you this, because you live in Paducah, Kentucky. I live in super liberal Eugene, Oregon, where really, our city council voted to make this a sanctuary city. They voted for
Right, right on,
that,
right on.
right? And so, but where you live, it's very different. When you're out there protesting about the lies of the nuclear industry and reminding these people that they're being poisoned daily,
Right.
what's the response of your neighbors and your family?
My family thinks I'm a complete and total lunatic because they're so infiltrated. They are, well, I'll say this. I'll say one side of the family, just like in America, if you think about it, is split right down the middle. The great divide, as I like to call it. Part of the family is complete and totally against it. They're for jobs and the Republican way, and half of them don't even know why. You can't have a conversation with them about Trump because in some points it would get dangerous, especially out in the community. But as far as out there, the other side, I've had, and there, if you watch the videos, there are hundreds of cars going back and forth in, out, and just in front because it's a rural area, but a lot of people live out there and they have to take that way into Paducah probably. But I've had two people support me out of all those, and the other ones are basically yelling dumbass and fucking idiot or sorry I cussed, but yeah.
All right. What's the name of that facility where you go out and protest?
it's the Gashies Diffusion Plant of Paducah, Kentucky, but now it's taken over by the Department of Energy. So it's just basically the Department of Energy Uranium Facility.
Wow.
And and it's out in a rural area. It's actually out in Kevel, Kentucky, which is, you know, from us, it's about 15 minutes away, but we feel
the effect. How many miles is it?
Maybe 15, 10, maybe 10 miles. 10,
so you're not
miles.
Even in the 25-mile zone to be safe away from it.
No, absolutely not, Lonnie. And, you know, here's the thing. It is less. Well, actually, it's 50 feet away from a game reserve. And we're talking hundreds of acres of land in game reserve. And I do have friends that go out there and fish because there's huge fish. And I tell them, why do you think they're so huge? You know, but they're catching them. Right. And they're catching them right now, just back in the summer, and they're missing eyes. They look like they're trying to form eyes on their backs. Most of them have tumors on them. I, for one, have ran up on whatever you call them, a plot of deer, you know, a gang of deer, and the alpha, the one that was running the pack with all the does, had two antlers growing out of the bottom of his chin. And I wish I could have got a picture, but, you know, you're out cruising the rural back roads and losing yourself, and less than 50 feet away from a game reserve, and that breaks my heart absolutely. Absolutely breaks my heart. But being 15 minutes away, my love of my life is pregnant now, but we think it's going to be a miscarriage is basically what they're telling us. And you have to look at that. You have to look at being 15 minutes away. And you have to look at even the way I was born. I was born with double cleft palate, and my uncle and my grandfather worked out there. My grandfather didn't die of anything, but if you watch, Helen Callicott does a great thing on it. It's called Paducah's Dirty Little Secret, and that would give you links on YouTube to other videos that were done, you know, several years ago. But these guys, I mean, even from stories from my family, they would brush the dust off where they sat and ate their lunch. It was on their clothes. He said that they gave them Geiger counters, but half of them didn't even work. And they told them everything was fine, you're not breathing anything, and all this stuff. So you know that they came home with that dust on their clothes. My mother probably washed my grandfather's clothes and got pregnant with me, and they have no answer for cleft. But I'm telling you right now, one of the main things is environmental.
Right.
So, you know, there's
you know what they're arguing against that, Glenn? They say, well, it's not that big a deal because you were able to get an operation. Your life is okay. You're perfectly fine. That's really their answer. And, you know, this whole business that it's okay, that it's not that bad, that we're mute. Like the thing about the eyes, when you said that about the fish, you know, one of the things that's happened in the Marshall Islands is at least 1 in 4 children in the Marshall Islands, very common birth defect, is they have eyeballs, but the eyelid is sewn over them. They have basically are born with tumors on their eyes. Extremely common. Mm. Marshall Islands. Eyes are very easily affected by the radioactive contamination for some reason in the fetus. So it's very, these are all symptoms that we know they're lying. But, you know, when we get back to this idea that your family says, you know, they want jobs, right? Everybody wants jobs. And the ironic part is these neoliberal ideas that they're imposing are not going to bring jobs. It's not going to jobs. Giving money to rich people lets them stash it in the bank. It doesn't give us jobs, you know.
Right. But and you take this with the government, and I got news for everyone. Trump is going to just dive deep in nuclear as he can. He may be fronting right now, but he's not. It says, you know, ABC News, Kentucky uranium waste could bring $7.6 billion.
You
Now,
know
who
what
are they selling
they're
it to? Who are they selling it to?
Oh, we know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Arms stocks have gone up by 20. I read this the other day, 22%. Now, I didn't follow up to verify that number, but arms stocks
right.
have exponentially increased because the United States government uses depleted uranium as a standard weapon now, and we plan on selling them. That's why
Right.
that's what we're going to do. War, war, and more war, baby.
And that's is the money machine at work. And Trump, oh, how great he is with money. They need a great war. They need another great war. But in a way, I tell my family, my kids, my generation and probably their generation may not have that type of war. Our great war is a spiritual war, in a sense, if you think about it.
Thank you.
Our Great Depression is ourselves. And, but the light is, it's within reach. If you look up in the great black cloak that's over us, there's pinholes, and those pinholes have light. And if we can reach that light, which we can, like I've said in this interview the whole time, people like you, Thomas Ackerman, Kevin Blanch, everybody that has the heart will prevail in this. We will. They cannot kill it. They cannot take that away. And the more we speak out, the more we do things like this, and the more we stand out there alone and protest, we're bringing awareness, for one. For two, we're speaking out. People see that, and they want to speak out on what they want to speak out on. And it just grows and grows and grows. But the impact that we're having right now, I do believe that we're gaining some ground. We're not spinning in the mud. And we have to hold on to that and move forward every day. Move forward.
Yeah,
and I appreciate and love everything you're doing with this radio show. I remember the first one when you were walking through the trail and you announced that you were going to have this radio show, and I was like, yes, because Lonnie is such a great heart in this world of sometimes doom. You know, sometimes.
Well, thank you, Glenn, for being such a big fan. That is not the reason I asked you on here, because I am a fan of your YouTube channel. And Glenn's channel is Glenn Woodford, WOODFORD. And it is really an amazing, I think you just got active in the last year or so, right, Glenn?
Yeah, well, I am retired from city government here. And I was involved in this Gashi's diffusion plant back in 2013. I was at the meetings, and I wouldn't say protest, but I guess it was activism in a way, because I was at every council meeting and I did speak up against it. But I never put a camera in front of me and did this type of activism because I had a site about a year ago. It got taken down, deleted. And I had no idea that once it gets deleted, you can't get your videos back because Google owns them.
That's right.
So I started up another one and came with a different idea. And, you know, I don't care how many hits I get or likes or whatever, but if it is a significant amount, if I touch one person's heart and make them think I've done my job.
That's kind of what I think too. Like, it just, every drop in the cup fills the cup. So it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
You know, we are in a position where we've spent the last, I think really since the nuclear industry, intentionally, they have been intentionally getting us to not pay attention because they knew what they were doing was harmful to humanity.
Right.
They knew. Yeah. The very first evidence of these scientists, John Goffman talks about it. There have been scientists, even Linus Pauling won a Nobel Peace Prize with his work that showed that even low-level nuclear contamination caused harm to the fetus. He won a nuclear peace prize for that. I mean, a Nobel Peace Prize for that. And that since those days when they have the, I think, I don't know if you agree with me on this, Glenn, but I think the whole concept of lobbying our government has been really the dirty seed that's harmed our democracy.
I am in total stance with you on that. Absolutely. Absolutely lobbyist.
It's not a fair playing game. Like, the other day I was talking to Dawn Chapman after the radio show, after I interviewed her, and she said when she was in Washington, her and Karen Nichols, they were taken, when they arrived at the Capitol for their hearing, they basically arrived a little late, and an aide helped them get to where they needed to go by going through the underground. They went down. They had to have a special thing. They went in this elevator, and they got off, and it was, she said, you wouldn't believe how many people, and the aide said to her, oh, well, those are just lobbyists. She said it was swarming like bees with lobbyists underneath. Like, for every, like, she was her and Karen Nichols, there was over 20 people that came to testify against the St. Louis residents at those hearings in Washington, D.C., which is why we have citizens living in St. Louis next to a nuclear burning dump site, and our elected officials are doing nothing to move them and help them.
And that anger that boils in our hearts over that, we have to take and move positive. But you're exactly right. Even here in little Paducah, being in city government for nearly 18, 20 years, it's the same way. When they wanted to decommission the plant, the gaseous diffusion plant out here, you wouldn't believe how many lobbyists came to promote it. And they absolutely, excuse my language, fucked every worker out there out of compensation. But if it wasn't for the Clintons, they wouldn't have got paid. The Clintons actually stepped up in 2013 and passed it and got it through, and they paid every single worker. I don't think you can put a price tag on death, but at least they did that. But now they're starting it back up. The lobbyists are coming in, and it's happening all over. I feel for the people in St. Louis. I'm an underground metalhead, and there's a place called Pops in St. Louis, and you wouldn't believe the kids that were saying nosebleeds, every kind of respiratory symptom that you could think of. So, yeah.
That breaks my heart.
Much love goes out to St. Louis.
That really just breaks my heart. Honestly, that is just – and the way that they're ignored – I mean, this is why people do not get actively engaged, because, you know – when you're being abused, if nobody listens, you begin to believe you deserve it. And I think that Americans believe they deserve this for, you know, that this is just part of what they have to take. And it does break my heart. I honestly, that really breaks my heart to hear about these kids. Let me ask you another question, Glenn. You know, I'm going to be going to the Women's March here in Eugene on January 21st, the day after the inauguration. There's a nationwide Women's March. In Washington, D.C., there's a big Women's March. In your little town of Paducah, are they having any type of a Women's March against, you know, the misogynist in chief?
No, haven't heard a word. And you know how local media is going to be. If it's standing out, you know, something like that, they're not going to cover it. I will say, however, when of course breast cancer awareness, things like that, you wouldn't believe how many women marched down our streets for that. But no, haven't heard anything like that. And now that you tell me that, I'll do some information and I'll promote it. I'll promote the hell out of it.
Good, because it really does. And look in your area and see. I mean, I know lots of men that are going to ours. There's people. There's one in Seattle, one in Portland. And this is the idea, is that we really do need to stand up and let them know that we're not going to take it. We're not going to just lie down and let them destroy what we've gained. And, you know, when you talk about the cancer awareness thing for women, I have to say that's a particular point of contention with me, because I hate the AMA, and I think they use women as assets. And the whole cancer thing, you know, there are natural cures to cancer. The reason they get women out there, no one's talking about why are women getting cancer. It's because
we
all wear bras. That's one thing. We all live in a nuclear contaminated country, or we're drinking lead, or we have other toxins that demean our body, and we're eating GMO foods and junk food. I mean, when you said we're about to have the Third Reich, we are going, we are living, I actually believe that the Nazis invaded our country. I mean, I honestly think that we have not ended World War II, as we've seen in St. Louis. The
Right.
war was moved to America after World War II, period.
Yes.
They
Yes.
stopped, you know, they stopped defending Europe and they started attacking America. That's essentially what happened.
Marlboro politics, that was the inception. The nuclear industry war, that was the inception. And they knew it. And, all the medicines that you got to have, all the treatments you got to have. And like you said, women is a wholesome, nurturing face. But they're not genetics. Bullshit. I hate that. Lives in your family, whatever. No, environmental stress. And that's exactly what we should be promoting, not the lies that they feed us. And this is, and speaking of that, if we could, I know the show's about to end. If we could just talk about the soup kitchen down there, the homeless. I want to say that 1.6 billion to Big Pharma every year is what we pay for our medicines and all that. But the majority of it is opioid and opioid abuse. And me personally, I am 2 years clean because I broke
Congratulations.
my leg and I hurt my neck. And of course, they put me on 80 Oxycontin and all that stuff. But I want to say that the people are they're the victims, but they're not the victims, because when you go on that downward spiral, you are doing it for yourself. But what they don't tell you is you're already hooked. And you already will get very, very sick if you don't have it. But I want to promote this. Jail time is not the answer for that. It there needs to be a reduction in sentencing on opioid abuse. But the shocking thing is there's 28 overdoses a minute.
Oh my God.
Majority heroin, but a big percent. I think it's 35, 40% of that is opioid overdose too. And in West Virginia, the epidemic is the worst in America, and it triples that, Lonnie. It triples 28 overdoses a minute in West Virginia. So I just want to promote that and say that's another big pharma is the enemy, so to
Yes,
speak.
well, so is the AMA. The Big Pharma is an arm of the AMA.
Absolutely.
Let's just be clear, because I thank you for sharing your story about that. And frankly, my own daughter had a similar experience. She's 1 year clean. Thank God she got herself straight. And it was a
Absolutely, yay!
And I honestly, it makes me annoyed that people are ashamed. They feel guilty about this because it's not their fault.
Right,
She had a
right.
medical condition that was caused by her doctor. Her doctor just, instead of giving, this is the problem. See, we can't demonize the doctors. American doctors are minimally medically educated. They are not trained
Right.
how to heal without, in fact, not only trained, they are not allowed to learn how to heal without Big Pharma. I got cured.
Right.
I mean, literally, I'm 61 years old. When I was your age in my mid-30s, I had very severe arthritis, very severe medical problems. My hair was falling out. I refused to take their painkillers, and they wanted to put me on Prozac because they couldn't figure out why I was having all these conditions. And I
Right.
refused, and I actually went through out of desperation to an alternative healer who's been on our show, Dr. Bob Heron. Within 2 years, my arthritis was 100% gone. My hair grew back. My female problems went back. The foundation of health and well-being that he gave me, I live my life. I have not. In fact, I do pay the penalty. I do not believe in healthcare for profit. I don't trust American doctors. I went through menopause with no negative effects. It's possible to
Wow.
live a healthy, happy life. It is not a, God didn't create us to suffer our lives. Think about women don't need to go into hospitals to have babies, but in many states, it's illegal to have a home birth. So
Right.
when women go into a hospital, the baby and the mother lose all their rights. The doctor has complete authority over them.
Sign them over. Yep, the straw man. Everybody look up the straw man theory. And what you were saying, I don't I know in my heart that they don't want that to get out. Everything, your self-healing, the natural ways, they don't want that to get out. They don't want that to get out because they make money. Cancer is such a billion-dollar industry, and it breaks my heart. If I could, real fast, I know that the show's about to end. I want to say thank you again, Lonnie. I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. And I want to send a shout-out to Thomas Ackerman, to Sean, to Mike, to Vegematic, Thomas Ackerman, all you guys. You guys are great. And let's give a big ups to Jules for holding all this down and doing it. Love you, Jules, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. And all these people that Glenn is referring to, they're all YouTubers.
Kevin Blanche.
They're all standing up. And this is the thing. We do need this venue. And this is why I encourage people to share our station. It's an internet radio station. When you talk to people about it, tell them they actually have to go to the internet, put in UCY.TV. And, you know, this is the deal. Promote our show, and please, if you can spare a few beans, contribute, because it'll only make our system bigger and better, because we absolutely do need to get this out. And this radio station, I don't agree with every single host and every single venue on this station, but that's the beauty of it. We don't have to agree. What we have to do is have the voices so that we can come to a commonality of respect and honor each other again.
And really, UCYTV, I mean, big ups. It's the shit. And how many great things is going on that show, and the diversity. And I truly think YouTube is one thing, but what you guys are doing, I think, truly is the future. Radio is probably the future. It's coming back, and I love it.
Well, thank you, Glenn, for joining us. Look, you guys can find Glenn on YouTube under Glenn Woodford. I encourage you to take a look. Mike Bunch is actually a YouTuber who started posting. He's a man who stands out. Again, he stands out and protests by himself, which is most of us. Anytime we go out there and protest against the nuclear industry, most people are afraid to stand beside us. But the more of us that stand out there, the more people will get their courage, as I say, get your courage beat on and stand up. So it is really important for all of us to speak out and speak our truth and refuse to live in fear, because love really is greater than fear. I mean, it is what's going to lead us out of this extreme, I think, assault on humanity and on our Mother Earth. So I actually want to encourage people to go to the website for nonukesnorthwest.org. It's a website I just created. You know, the Northwest Columbia Generating Station, once again, I'm going to give that a plug, because it is the most dangerous nuclear plant in the world because of its proximity to Hanford. It could cause a very serious problem. So, look, we have about 40 seconds left. Glenn, thank you for your beautiful heart. I hope you will come back and share some of your views. It's kind of like you and I agree politically, so it's easy for me to speak with you, but I do want to promote our values and our views. It's very important that people have, you know, we don't need to have our courage to speak out about political values of taking care of humanity and volunteering your time. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I love you, Lonnie. And, you know, we need to put our courage feet on. Fear, love is greater than fear. And you guys keep your eyes to the sky, man. Ears to the ground. I love you, Lonnie.
I love you too, Glenn. We'll talk to you soon. And thank everybody for joining us. We really appreciate it.
All right, stand and fight. Gibson, and I am the host of